This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. It comes every year. On June 1st, hurricane season arrives. Every year, we know we should be getting ready. Often we don't, however, hoping instead for a mild season or that no storm will come our way. But St. Lucie County officials aren't taking that chance. They practiced setting up the county's special needs shelter at the Fenn Center in Fort Pierce.
Hello, sir. My name's Sarah. How are you?
Hi.
Do you have your pre-registration with you?
Mark Boston came to the drill to sign up for the special needs shelter and walk through the process. He's carrying an oxygen tank with a length of tubing attached to his nose. His wife has come as well. And if this had been an actual emergency, as we used to say, things wouldn't be all that different. The special needs shelter is a place for those who need special attention to weather an emergency. Most often we think of that as a hurricane.
But essentially what we end up doing is providing medical care for eligible clients who have no other alternative. So if they, for instance, if they're electric dependent, that this would be a suitable location for them to go.
Clint Sperber is the administrator for the St. Lucie County Health Department. Recent flood-producing rains have reinforced the need for people to plan for a hurricane or other emergency. He says it's important for his staff to do the same.
Because we have a lot of new staff, and luckily for us, we haven't had a direct hit from a hurricane since 2005. But we still need to make sure staff understands what their roles and responsibilities are for a hurricane at our special needs shelter. So what we're doing today is simulating a process of a client who would drive up, if they're not pre-registered already, to come to the special needs shelter. If they drive up, what we would do is have our staff outside. We would triage them, which means that we will determine whether or not they are medically eligible to come into the shelter. From there, we will register them, and then we will walk them over to their area where they would stay.
Despite being ready to take unregistered people at the shelter, Sperber said it is recommended that if you think you or a loved one would need to spend the storm there, that you do pre-register.
Yes, we do. It gives us a better handle as far as how many people we know to plan for. Now, traditionally, and I can tell you statewide and back in 2004 and 2005 when we had our storms, that all of the clients who came to St. Lucie County shelters, maybe between 15 and 20% of them were pre-registered.
Those registration numbers may go up once Janice McLaughlin talks with her neighbors. She's president of the board of directors for the Nettles Island community on Hutchinson Island. She says she'll take the information back to residents.
Some of them might be a little upset with the lack of privacy because it's very close. And Kurt told us they can have 500 patients here plus 500 caregivers. That's a lot of people. A lot of people, and you hear just the noise now.
And of course, emergency officials have long said a shelter should be a last resort for those who can make other plans for many of those same reasons. We'll have a link to more information on special needs shelters on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts in Fort Pierce.
Are you on any other type of medications?
Yeah, I take 17 pills a day.
Okay, you do. Do you have all of your medications with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you have at least 2 weeks' worth of medications?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have your pills in a...